Welcome back to Edzi, your personal AI tutor, where we learn by understanding rather than simply memorizing. Today we are revising Class 6 English from CBSE Class 6, and our chapter is The Raven and the Fox. This is an extended episode, so we will spend approximately 30 to 60 minutes together. I am Gaurav, and with me is Swati. Keep a notebook nearby if you have one, but you can also listen passively. A student from Pune, Arav, once told us that he understood the story but lost marks because he confused the moral with the plot. Today, we will carefully cover the story, characters, vocabulary, poetry devices, questions, activities, and exam tips.
That is a very common difficulty, Gaurav. Students often remember that the food fell, but they do not explain why it fell or what the incident teaches. So, listeners, keep asking yourself two questions throughout the episode. What happened next? And what does that event reveal about the characters? If you can answer both, you are moving towards real understanding.
Our learning map is simple. First, we will enter the fable and place every event in order. Then we will examine Reynard the Fox and Mr. Raven, learn words such as perched, morsel, seek, eyed, limb, and words, and unpack pride and flattery. After that, we will revise rhyme, alliteration, personification, and irony. Finally, we will practice textbook questions, speaking and writing tasks.
And I will keep interrupting with small checks. Do not worry. These are not traps. They are opportunities to notice whether the idea is clear. If you are listening while traveling or resting, answer aloud. If you have a notebook, write only keywords first. Later, we will turn those keywords into complete exam answers.
Let us begin with the opening situation. Mr. Raven is perched upon a limb. The word perched tells us that he is sitting on a branch. He is not flying at that moment. He is holding a morsel or a small piece of food in his great big beak. This food immediately becomes important to the fox.
Before we go further, answer quickly. Which animal is shown to be cunning in stories in the opening activity? A tiger, a fox, or a bear? And what do ravens do just as frogs do? Think before I say anything. The answers are fox and croak. These small opening questions prepare us for the animal traits used in the poem.
Reynard the fox looks up at the raven. The name Reynard identifies the fox. The fox notices the food because it is something he would go far to seek. Notice the contrast already forming. The raven possesses the food while the fox wants it. The fox cannot simply take it, so he must think of another method.
Exactly. The fox does not attack the raven. He studies the situation and chooses words instead. This is where cleverness and manipulation enter the story. A useful prediction is this. If someone wants what another person has, and direct force is not used, what might happen next? The answer is that the person may try persuasion, praise, or trickery.
The fox begins speaking in admiring tones. He says that Sir Raven is a handsome bird and praises his feathers. The praise sounds respectful and impressive. Then the fox adds a condition. If the raven would only sing, the birds of the woods would call him king. The fox is not merely describing the raven. He is creating a tempting picture of importance.
Let us test the details. What does the fox call the raven? Foolish or good-looking? What does he ask the raven to do? Dance or sing? And where are the birds? In the trees or in the woods? The correct answers are good-looking, sing, and woods. More importantly, the praise is designed to make the raven feel special.
The raven does not see the joke. He forgets that his voice is just a croak. This line shows that the raven knows or should know the nature of his voice, but his pride makes him ignore that awareness. The problem is not simply that he makes a sound. The problem is that he allows praise to replace sensible judgment.
Ek second pause karke socho. Why does the raven forget that his voice is a croak? The poem connects this forgetfulness with pride and flattering words. He becomes so pleased by the idea of being called king that he stops thinking carefully. This is a useful answer pattern. State the cause first, then connect it to the character's pride.
In his foolish pride, the raven opens beak to sing. Since the food is held in his beak, opening it causes the morsel to fall down. This is the turning point of the fable. The raven tries to display a quality that the fox has praised, and as a direct result, he loses the valuable thing he already possessed.
So answer this in one sentence. Why did the raven open his beak? He opened it because he wanted to sing and prove the fox's flattering suggestion true. What fell down? The food fell down, not the raven. These may look like easy questions, but careful reading matters. One misplaced word can change the meaning of an answer.
The fox laughs and says that the raven now knows to ignore sweet words that make him glow. The phrase "make you glow" suggests words that make a person feel pleased, admired, or important. The fox then says that pride is rather unwise. His words are sharp because he has obtained the food, but they also state the moral lesson of the fable.
There is also humor in this moment. The fox first behaves like an admirer and then reveals that his praise was a trick. The raven expects appreciation but receives a lesson instead. That sudden change makes the ending memorable. The teaching is a surprise because the raven discovers the fox's real intention only after losing the food.
Let us arrange the plot as a chain of causes and effects. First, the raven sits on a branch with food. Second, Reynard notices the food. Third, he praises the raven's appearance and suggests singing. Fourth, the raven becomes proud and opens his beak. Fifth, the food falls. Sixth, the fox explains the lesson about pride and sweet words.
Now cover the last event mentally and retell the chain. What caused the food to fall? The answer must include both the raven's action and the reason for it. He opened his beak to sing because pride made him believe the fox's flattering words. That is stronger than writing only. The food fell when he sang.
Now we are entering the character section. Reynard represents cunning and cleverness. He observes the raven, identifies the food, and chooses a strategy suited to the raven's weakness. His plan depends on flattering the raven into opening his beak. The poem therefore shows cleverness not as kindness, but as a tool used to achieve a personal goal.
Would you call the fox honest? I would not. He says admiring things, but his purpose is to get the food. His praise is not sincere in the situation described. Still, he is observant and clever. In a character answer, do not write only clever. Explain the action that proves it. He uses praise to make the raven sing.
The raven represents pride and vanity. He is proud of the praise he receives and wants to show that he deserves the title of king. His weakness is not his appearance or his voice alone. His weakness is that he accepts flattering words without checking whether they are true or why they are being spoken.
There is an important distinction here. The raven is not described as cruel or deliberately foolish from the beginning. He becomes foolish in action when pride affects his judgment. That means a good character sketch should show development. First he has the food, then he hears praise, then he forgets the truth about his voice, and finally he loses the food.
The relationship between the two characters creates the whole fable. The fox has desire and strategy. The raven has possession and vanity. The fox's words activate the raven's pride, and the raven's response completes the fox's plan. Neither character can be understood separately from the other because the trick works only through their interaction.
Quick recall. Complete this comparison. Fox is too clever, as raven is to what? The expected word from the poem is foolish. But in a fuller answer, you may also mention pride or vanity. The comparison does not mean the raven has no other quality. It highlights the particular quality that controls his action in the story.
Ab tak hum first major idea cover kar chuke hain, the plot and the characters. Before we move to vocabulary, remember the central cause. The fox does not make the raven open his beak by force. He makes him want to sing. That is why flattery is shown as powerful and why self-awareness is necessary.
Let us slow down for the vocabulary. Perched means sitting on a branch. A limb means a branch of a tree. A morsel is a small piece of food. Seek means to look for something. Eyed means looked at with interest. Woods means a smaller area of forest with similar kinds of trees. Pride means the feeling that you are better than others.
The word perched is especially useful because it gives us the exact position of the limb. Limb is not being used here for an arm or leg. In this poem, it means a tree branch. Context helps us choose the correct meaning. When you learn vocabulary, do not memorize an isolated definition. Link the word to the scene in which it appears.
Here is a matching check. Which word means a small piece of food? Morsel or seek? Which word means to look for something? Eyed or seek? Which word means sitting on a branch? Perched or pride? The answers are morsel, seek and perched. Notice how each word connects to a different action or feeling in the fable.
The poem also gives us useful opposites. Perched can be paired with flew in the activity. Forgot is opposite to remembered. Foolish is opposite to wise. Pride is opposite to humility. Laughed is opposite to cried. Ignore is opposite to notice. Glow is opposite to dim. These pairs help strengthen both vocabulary and sentence making.
A small warning. Do not treat every word in the opposites box as an answer. The activity includes extra words. For example, happy and silly are present but are not needed for the listed pairs. Read the target word first, identify its meaning, and then choose the word with the opposite meaning. This three-step method prevents careless matching.
The phrase admiring tones describes the manner in which the fox speaks. His voice sounds full of admiration. Sweet words are words that please someone, especially by praising them. The phrase make you glow does not mean the person literally shines. It means the praise makes the person feel delighted or important.
Can you explain why sir is used before raven? It is a respectful form of address. In the context of the fox's speech, it also makes the raven feel important. This is a subtle part of the trick. The fox does not simply say, "Raven, sing." He builds a respectful and flattering picture before making the request.
The central theme is pride and its consequences. The raven is so pleased with the fox's praise that he acts without considering the result. His pride leads directly to the loss of the morsel. The lesson is not that every compliment is false. The lesson is that we should not allow praise to make us careless or unaware of our actual abilities.
The second theme is flattery. Flattery is excessive or insincere praise used to influence someone. Reynard flatters the raven by praising his feathers and suggesting that his singing would make him king. The praise is connected to the fox's desire for the food. That connection helps us identify the difference between genuine appreciation and praise used as a strategy.
Humility is the value placed against pride. A humble person does not assume that praise proves superiority. In this fable, humility would have helped the raven think, "I already know my voice is a croak, so why is the stranger insisting that I sing?" That question could have protected his food.
Suppose someone praises you too much. How might you react? A thoughtful response would be to accept the kind words politely, but also consider the person's intention and the situation. The textbook asks you to imagine this situation. There is no single sentence for every student, but your answer should show awareness, caution, and self-control.
A strong moral statement could be framed like this. Excessive pride can make a person act foolishly and lose something valuable. The fable also advises readers to be cautious of flattery and aware of their true abilities. In exam, use both the event and the value. The event is the falling food, the value is humility and careful judgment.
Why does Reynard say that pride is not wise? Because the raven's pride made him accept the fox's words without thinking, and that led to the loss of his food. The fox's statement is connected to the result, not just a general comment. Always explain the moral through the character's action and its consequence.
Here is a useful mini cap. The raven's problem is pride. The fox's method is flattery. The immediate result is that the food falls. The broader lesson is that sweet words can lead to foolish actions when we stop using awareness and judgment. Keep this four-part structure ready for a short answer or value-based question.
This is a good place for a natural study check. If you are using Etsy for this exact doubt, try answering the moral question without looking at the summary. And then compare whether you included cause, action, and consequence. Active recall is useful here because the chapter is short, but its questions require precise reasoning.
Now let us examine the poem as poetry. The source identifies personification, irony, and alliteration. Personification means giving human qualities or actions to animals. Here, the raven and the fox speak, think, plan, feel pride, and teach a lesson. These are human-like qualities. So the animals function like people in a fable.
Irony appears because the raven believes the fox's praise is genuine. But the praise actually helps the fox take the food. The raven expects to display greatness, yet his action causes loss. The result is different from what he expects. That contrast is why the ending has an ironic quality.
Alliteration is the repetition of consonant sounds at the beginning of two or more nearby words. The chapter gives the example of big and beak, which begin with the same bur sound. It also draws attention to the phrase sweet birds. The purpose is not merely to find repeated letters, focus on the repeated beginning sound.
The activity asks you to find another example of alliteration from stanza 2. Look for words beginning with the same consonant sound. Do not choose a pair only because the letters look similar. Read the words aloud and listen to their opening sounds. This is a listening-based way to check your answer.
The poem uses rhyme to make the fable memorable. In stanza 1, limb rhymes with him and beak rhymes with seek. In stanza 2, word rhymes with herd and sing rhymes with king. In stanza 3, joke rhymes with croak and tried rhymes with eyed. In stanza 4, no rhymes with glow and unwise rhymes with surprise.
Let me challenge you with two pairs. Which word rhymes with joke, croak or glow? Which word rhymes with no, glow or pride? The answers are croak and glow. Remember, rhyme usually concerns the ending sound, not necessarily identical spelling. This is why reading the words aloud can help.
The poet's choice of rhyme supports the humorous and memorable movement of the poem. The story is serious in its lesson, but the sound pattern makes it easier to recall. When writing an answer on rhyme, mention the matching words clearly. When writing on alliteration, mention the repeated initial sound. Keep the two devices separate.
We are entering the question practice section. The first quoted idea asks what the raven's feathers are like. The correct option is shiny and beautiful. The fox calls the raven handsome and praises his feathers. Be careful not to select black and dull merely because ravens are commonly imagined with dark feathers. The answer must follow the description in the poem.
Why would the birds of the woods call the raven king? The fox suggests that the raven's singing would be so impressive that the birds would recognize him as their king. Notice the wording. This is the fox's flattering suggestion, not an established fact about the raven. In an answer, use words such as the fox suggests or the fox claims.
Why does the fox address the raven as sir? It is a respectful form of address. And in this context, it increases the raven's sense of importance. The fox is flattering him before asking him to sing. If the question asks how Reynard makes the raven sing, include the respectful address, praise for the feathers, and promise of being called king.
Let us answer the next lines. Why did the raven open his beak? He opened it to sing after believing the fox's praise. Complete the comparison. Fox is clever while raven is foolish. These answers are directly connected to the lines. A complete response should not say simply because he wanted to. Explain that he wanted to show his voice after being flattered.
Why does Reynard make the raven sing instead of asking him directly for the food? The fable shows that the food is held in the raven's beak. If the raven opens his beak to sing, the food will fall. Therefore, the fox's method is clever because he causes the raven to release the food himself.
Why is the teaching quite a surprise? At first, the fox appears to be admiring the raven sincerely. The raven may expect appreciation after singing. Instead, the fox laughs and reveals the purpose of his words. The surprise comes from the change between apparent admiration and the actual trick.
Now try this without help. State the lesson the raven learns in two parts. First, he should ignore sweet words that make him feel overly important. Second, pride is unwise, so he should remain humble and aware of his true abilities. If your answer includes both points, it is likely to be more complete than a one-word moral.
A commonly tested question asks students to describe the fox. A concise answer can say that Reynard is clever and cunning. He notices the raven's food, flatters his appearance, praises his possible singing, and causes him to open his beak. These actions show that the fox uses intelligence and words to achieve his goal.
Another likely question asks about the raven. Write that he is proud and becomes foolish because he is affected by flattery. He forgets that his voice is a croak, opens his beak to sing, and loses the food. Avoid saying that he was tricked because he was unintelligent in every way. The poem specifically shows pride affecting his judgment.
The picture order activity should follow the plot sequence we made earlier. The raven is on the branch with food. The fox notices and praises him. The raven opens his beak. The food falls and the fox gives the lesson. Even without the pictures in front of you, reconstructing the sequence is valuable because it checks your understanding of cause and effect.
Let us do a rapid fill-in round. Mr. Raven is a bird. The fox is Reynard. The raven has a piece of food. The fox calls him good-looking and asks him to sing. The setting is the woods. The raven forgets that he croaks. He opens his beak to sing and the food falls. The fox laughs and the raven learns a lesson.
The listen and mark activity refers to what the crow did after losing his food. The statements ask whether he was unhappy, whether he thought his lovely feathers made him smart, and whether he wanted to tell his friends not to be proud. Since the transcript is not included here, use the listening passage itself when completing the true or false answers. Do not invent answers from the poem alone.
That is an important source awareness point. The main poem tells us the raven learns a lesson about sweet words and pride, but the listening activity asks about a separate passage. So, in your workbook, listen carefully and mark each statement from that passage. Reading questions and listening questions may test related ideas, but they are not automatically answered in exactly the same way.
The speaking task asks you to narrate the poem as a story and give a different ending. A clear narration should include the setting, the raven with the food, Reynard's praise, the singing attempt, the falling food, and the lesson. For a different ending, change the raven's response before he opens beak, while keeping the original characters and situation recognizable.
For example, a different ending could show the raven becoming cautious after hearing the praise. He might refuse to sing while holding the food, so the fox's plan would not succeed. That is a possible creative direction based on the original situation. Remember to explain the changed action and its result, rather than writing only one unexplained sentence.
The writing task asks you to turn the narration into a conversation. There is one special instruction. Write only the raven's actions because he has food in his mouth and cannot speak. Reynard can speak his flattering lines while the raven may nod his head or show an action. This detail tests whether you are following the physical situation carefully.
If you write the raven's spoken dialogue while the food is still in his beak, you miss an important instruction. Let us correct that common mistake. Reynard may say, "Good morning, Mr. Raven," while the raven simply nods. Then, Reynard continues praising him. The conversation must show the same events as the poem, unless you are deliberately giving a different ending.
The explore activity introduces origami, the art of folding paper to create two-dimensional and three-dimensional objects. It then suggests making stick puppets and enacting the poem. This activity connects reading with performance. While making puppets, retain the important actions, the raven on the branch, the fox looking up, the praise, the dropped food, and the final teaching.
We are entering the final section now. Before the last challenge, recall the chapter in one breath. A proud raven holds food. Reynard flatters him. The raven opens his beak to sing. The food falls, and the fox explains why pride and sweet words can be dangerous. That is the skeleton. Strong answers add vocabulary, motive, and consequence.
Let us make the exam frame precise. For the plot, write events in order. For the fox, use clever, cunning, and flattering, and support these with his actions. For the raven, use proud, vain, or foolish in the specific situation, and explain that he forgets his voice is a crook. For the moral, connect pride and flattery to the loss of something valuable.
Final challenge. Without looking back, answer four questions aloud. What was the raven holding? Why did Reynard praise him? What action caused the food to fall? What lesson did the raven learn? Now add one literary device and one vocabulary word from the chapter. If you can answer all six clearly, you have revised the chapter actively, not passively.
The most important ideas are these. The raven is perched on a limb with a morsel in his beak. Reynard sees the food and uses flattery. The raven's pride makes him forget that his voice is a croak. He opens his beak, the food falls, and the fox explains the danger of sweet words and excessive pride. The poem also uses rhyme, alliteration, personification, and irony.
One common mistake is to write only that the fox was nice because he praised the raven. The story shows that his praise was a strategy to obtain the food. Your next step is small. Write a 6-line retelling, then write a 3-sentence moral answer using cause, action, and consequence. If one doubt remains, use EDSY for active recall or a step-by-step explanation. Thank you for revising with us. Stay thoughtful, stay humble, and we will meet again soon.